Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You getting your check? Did you get your check? I'm talking to folks who got their check. Stimulus check. Give me a yell. 866-391-1020. I've been grabbing them throughout the show. The Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon is tomorrow. Support our neighbors now at kdkradio.com or text NEED to 50155. Good stuff. I had to snag my boy, Norm Candelore from Candelore's Barking Beauties and Saris. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Hey, Marty. How are you doing today?
All right, man. You're so good at this, and you're so smart about this, and you're so honest. You'll tell me the truth. So, my boy Bubba, and I know you know Bubba.
I do. I like Bubba very much. In fact, I frequent his restaurant in South Point. I'm very sad to hear this. What you've been talking about on the radio. I didn't realize how devastating this has really been to him. I mean that because you got to be open. And if he had to shut down, that's really
well. That's why I need to ask you this because you know this stuff. So they're shut down, Norm, because he can't get one person to apply for a job. He has a new restaurant, Tacos in Squirrel Hill. 20 days. He's had applications out. Can't get one application. So I keep hearing that no one wants to work, Norm. Norm, I know you can prove me wrong because I know that your four businesses are crushing it. Am I lying here?
And we're also hiring. In fact, Marty, to give you the reason why this is so surprising to me, on Saturday alone, we hired five more people.
Whoa.
On Saturday alone.
Whoa.
Okay, and I mean that honestly. And they are on the schedule, and they're starting to work this week. And that there are some people that we literally it's a different business. The restaurant business, what we do is a different business.
Okay.
And I don't know the restaurant business, so I can't speak for Bubba, but I know it's a different business. Our business is a business of love and caring about animals. And if you have that in you, you're going to want to work. And even through the pandemic, even through the shutdown, even the things I did with the opening up when maybe I wasn't supposed to, my girl showed up.
Huh. And by the way, that's why I love Norm. So, and also, we've addressed this before. Folks say that young people are lazy. I got a flyer on my door over the weekend. Local students, lawn and landscaping. These are three kids that my kids know, and they're killing it. They've done over 3,000 different landscaping jobs, and they're kids, and they work their butts off. Norm, you would argue that kids want to work.
Let me talk about this.
Yeah.
I'm in a situation where I have 10-hour days. 5 days a week,
nice.
31 young adults. We now have two guys working for us first time, so I can't say all ladies, but 31
nice.
Young adults
nice.
That work for us. And the reason why Candler's Barking Beauties is successful has nothing to do with me. It's these young adults that every day go to work, take care of dogs, and let's be real about it. Dogs are animals. They have their own personalities. They're not easy to deal with. Some will let you do whatever you want to do to them, and some you can't even touch their feet, and they want to take your head off.
Yeah.
So these young girls, every day they walk in, and I tease them, because they walk into the salon, it's beautiful. They're young adults, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
They're all fixed up, their makeup's on, their hair's fixed up, and when they leave at 6 o'clock, they've been peed on, pooped on, they've got gray hair from the hair flying all over them, and guess what, Marty? They come back tomorrow, and they do it again. I do not want to hear that young adults do not want to work. That is not a good statement. It's false. It's
Candelore's
false.
Barking Beauties. But you said something actually that's very relevant. And I think there's another issue here regarding your businesses, Candelore's. Number one, people love pets and they want to work with them. Number two, Norman, you didn't say this yet, but you can really get paid there pretty damn well, right?
Well, if I'm allowed to say something here, I'm going to say I might get in some trouble here.
Please.
We had a young girl started Saturday, 19 years old. Between her hourly wages and what she made in tips, she walked out with $320 on Saturday.
Whoa.
Okay. First day on the job, Marty. First day on the job. When I handed her her tip envelope, I don't think she ever expected that. And she walked out with $320 for the day. And not bad, right?
Norm, I don't. I mean, I think this is fascinating. Is there a lot of training to it?
Oh yeah, there is training. I mean, these first of all, you have to understand. You know, you have to understand how to approach an animal and not shock him, or you know. And these,
yeah, yeah.
I remember something, Marty. When you bring your, I don't care what kind of dog it is, when you bring a dog to a grooming salon, your family, you're dropping a dog off in a strange environment. That dog is wondering what the heck is going on here. Am I going back home?
Yep, yep.
Am I being abandoned?
Yep.
Am I being dropped off? Who are these strangers? Why are they touching me? Just think of what that dog is going through, the emotional strain and shock that happens. So these girls have to make that dog love them very fast, and they have a knack of doing that. I keep on saying girls. I should. I got to figure out how to address this to young adults, because we have guys working for us now also. But they have to have a caring about them, that the dog is comfortable, so that they can do what they have to do and know that they're going back home, and it's just temporary, and mom and dad's coming to get you in a couple hours, and you're going back home. But you can only imagine what that's like. I mean, just think about it. A lot of our dogs are rescue dogs, which have been abandoned 2, 3, 4 times already.
Yeah.
And it's sad. There's a lot of sad cases, but there's a lot of love. And at the end of the day, it's really rewarding. I've never walked out of that place yet with a bad feeling. It's always been, wow, what a good day today. It's just really a rewarding feeling.
Candelore's Barking Brutus, he has 4 locations, and you're in smaller towns. And folks are saying they won't work in the restaurant business because there's not a bus line to, let's say, South Point. It wasn't a problem before. I don't know what the hell's going on, but he is shut down.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't, Norm. So,
and Bubba's got great restaurants, by the way. I mean, I don't want to put a plug in here, but I'm just telling you, I use the place. I use the place, and we go there, and me and Bill actually go down there sometimes.
Yep.
And his restaurants are clean, they're spotless, they're big, they're comfortable. The staff is really, really nice. They're friendly. So, and I haven't talked to Bubba in a while. I did a show with him for an ice cream or sweet show maybe a year ago. We were judges, and I forget where we were at. We were judges, and I had a chance to talk to him, but I mean, I wish him the best, because I know it's difficult. And I'll tell you, even here at Saris's, we're hiring every day. We have great jobs here in our production lines, and we're filling them. I mean, it's not easy. I'm not going to say it's easy,
okay. But
we're filling them, and we're hiring people every day. And there's a lot of things happening. If you drive on the highways, things are opening
up.
But Norm,
are there people that you think, because this is the big theory today, and I know you're conservative this way, that are so lazy they'd rather have the unemployment and stay home? Do you buy that?
I don't want to say lazy, but I think a lot of people are staying home because they're putting $600 a week in their pocket and they don't have to work. Yes,
okay.
I will say that there is a lot of people that have the attitude, why should I go to work when I can sit at home and make $600 a week or whatever it is? I don't know what the numbers are. I'm assuming they must be pretty good. But I think there's a small majority of that. But the people that want to work, they're working, Marty. I mean, they're making money.
No, you're right.
I sent out 26 W-2s this past January.
Wow.
People are working.
Nice, brother. Candelore's Barking Beauties, 872-5550, 872-5550. By the way, if you drop my name, Marty Griffin sent me. $5 off, right, Norm?
That's it. $5. Get Marty. We have $5 off. It's already programmed in the computer. You can't believe it. We already got your program in the computer. We have a discount code for you.
Get Marty. Thanks, my brother.
Thank you.
I always knew we could get the truth from him. So he's got them lined up to work there. And Saris is struggling a little bit to hire folks. They are. But they're hiring them. I don't know. I can't say everybody's lazy. I just don't believe that. I just don't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.